Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Meiri, V'imi Morasi Sheyichyu, and for Reb Yitzchak Chaim Yechiel, Ben Esther, for Shlem V'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. The Torah says, Kol Nadiv Lev Heviyu, and in Shavuos Daf Chavav on Beis, we learn from this that Hekdesh is Chal B'machshava, and that's going to be the topic of our shir, based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi Agon HaGadol, B'chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. So, since it says Kol Nadiv Lev Heviyu, we see that it's Chal, this Hekdesh is Chal B'machshava, even B'lev. We also find in Yitzhruma that it's Chal B'machshava, like we say in Beitzi, Yud Gimel on the Beis, learn from B'nechshav Lachem Trumaschem, V'ein B'gitten Lamed Aleph Amed Aleph B'tosis Dibra Maschil B'machshavam. Rashi in B'choris Netes Amed Aleph Dibra Maschil Machshavam in his first parish learns that Shurum is not Chal B'machshav Levad, but as we see Pashas Divrei HaGemara is that Truma is Chal B'machshav Levad. What about Tumura? Tumura Nechelku Rabbonim Basroi. So Machlokas Achronim, if Tumura exchanging one Hekdesh animal and making another animal Hekdesh instead of it, and they both become Hekdesh, one remains Hekdesh, the other becomes Hekdesh, so there's a Machlokas about Tumura. The opinion of the Sefer Veshav HaKoyin Simon Yitches is that it's not effective, Tumura B'machshava, and the Be'er Yitzchak and Yoredeh Chofches Anaf Vav holds that it is effective. Now we paskin that a person who is Makdish or Mafris Truma can uproot this, can be Shoel on the Hafreshes HaTruma or on the Hekdesh Al Yedei Pesach V'charata, you find an opening and a regret, and then the Chacham uproots the Hekdesh or the Truma Mei Karo. The Chacham can uproot this Hekdesh or this Truma from the very start, and therefore it wasn't Hekdesh or Truma to start with after his Akira, after his uprooting. In Pashtus, since the Poskim weren't Mechalek, it would appear that a person can also ask, he can do She'ela and uproot the Hekdesh and Truma that was Chal al Yedei Machshava. Not only that, since the reason She'ela works is because Asi Dibor, a Mevatel Dibor, a Dibor can come to Mevatel another Dibor, like the Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat Reishon and Hey Sif Katan Vav. That's how he explained the Rashban, Gittin Tesamet Aleph. So if so, Kol Shekein, Truma, that he was Mechal al Yedei Machshava, She'ela will be effective, because Asi Dibor Umevatel Machshava. However, we find a big chiddush b'divrei Halavush, and that it says in Nedarim 79a that Hakama is the confirming of a neder by the husband or the father. So Hakama al neder, and this makes the neder now, it can't be revoked. You can't do hafara after hakama. Is a rugged shaver who brings a machlokas to the Yerushalmi Nazir Perek Dalid. This is in Sapnas Panech Klalei Torah VaMitzvos Chelek Aleph Diras Hakamas Neder. If hakama is that he wants the neder, that he mamish wants it, or he just agrees to it. In Mehusa HaKama, there's a Machlokas Achronim, a Chakira Nachronim. If it's like a neder, that the father is Mechil and Isser, that he's Mechazik, the neder of his daughter, or is it an Ikuv Hafara, is it Mafkia, the possibility of being Mefir, the neder? That's discussed by Rabbi Israel Zev Gustman in the Kuntrase Shirim and Nedarim. He's told it in the Suffolk of the Gemara. And a Naftali Trup. It's also Choker in this. Mishnah Siyavitz in Yoredei Tesvav Gimel Dibur Maschil Lachain. Okay, so that's Hakama. Now, so the Levush writes, and the Gemara Nedarim that we quoted, that we referred to, that Hakama al Neder is effective even if he was Mekayim the Neder in his heart. And so Paskin, the Mechaber, and Yoredei Reish Lamed Dalet Sif Mem Aleph, the Levush writes, in Reish Lamed Dalet Sif Katan Vav, if I'm reading the Kamon Sif Mem Aleph, the Kiyum HaMachshava Mahani Legabe Didei, Velekele Meimar Sheyishal Gamkein Al HaKamoso, the Halo Nodar Klum, VeHatora Omro Lo Yachil Dvoro, Aval Acherim Mochalim, Dvoro Mashma, Velo Machshavto, Kenirali Taima Vidok. Wow. So he says, what about being Shoel and his Hakama? And the answer is he can't, because it says that you cannot be Mechel your Dvarim, you cannot revoke your Neder, but others can. That's only Dvaro, if it's Diburim, but not Machshava. So Medivre Halavush we learn that She'ela is effective only on something that he was Mechel al Yedei Dibur, only if he brought this into effect through his speech. But if he was Mechel al Yedei Machshava, then She'ela is not effective. If he just had a thought, then She'ela will not be effective. She'ela is only on a Dibur and not on a Machshava. So that would apply to Nidarim, and that would also apply to Hekdesh and Shruma. If he was Mechel Hekdesh, if he caused Hekdesh to take effect, if he caused Shruma to take effect b'machshava, then She'ela is not going to be effective. What a huge chiddush from the Levush. Umatzinu b'ke'enze le'inyan nidrei tztaka she'chol b'machshava. We find something similar when it comes to nidrei tztaka that are chol b'machshava. One can make a neder tztaka in his mind. The Ritva writes in Shavuos Chavav Sof Amid Beis that there is no baal ta'acher in a neder tztaka that he was mechil b'machshava, because it says Moitzas Vasecha Tishmor Ve'asisa V'hainu Dafka Dibur Peh. It's Moses Vasecha Tishmor is Dafka Dibur Peh, and there it says to Pesukim earlier that Lo Se'acher L'Shalma. So the Ritva says that the Baal Ta'acher is only if it's a Dibur Peh and not if it is a Neder b'machshava, because it has to be Motzvah Sasecha Tishma. So now it's difficult, according to this, anybody who's Mafrish Truma b'fiv, when you say you're going to be Mafrish Truma, why are you saying that? You're saying that because you first had the thought. You don't speak without thinking. So you first had a Machshava for Truma. And if so, even if you're Shoel on the Dibur, say there, but the machshava that you had before is not going to be uprooted l'das halavush. So how is it possible to ever uproot truma? You're right, even if you did it b'fiv, the b'fiv part you can uproot, but what about the machshava you had prior to saying the words? So that would be talui in the two terutzim of the Tosfos in Maseches Erchin and Daf Hei on the days. Dibur Amaschil Adam, who asked, on that it says that if a person intended to say Truma and instead he said Meiser Lo Amar Klum, he wanted to say Truma and instead he said Meiser, He said nothing. So the kasha is, why won't Truma be chal? Since he thought to say Truma. He thought to say Truma. So let the machshava be effective. So the Erishta Teretz of Tosis is, that ain't a chinami, the Truma's chal. And that it says, Lor Maklum is what he spoke with his mouth. So you see that the machshava is chal. According to the second Teretz, since what he said in his mouth he doesn't want, because he doesn't really want it to be meiser, and what he thought in his heart, he made a mistake. Because he didn't actually say what he was thinking. Nothing is chal. The Turei Evin and Chagiga Yud Amar Aleph and the Avnei Shoam writes that that's the proper Svara. That when he was Goymer Beliba Lahotzi Besvasav, when he intended to verbalize it, then the Machshava is not Chal, because he doesn't want the Machshava. So here he doesn't want the Machshava, he wants it to be Bedibur. And the Dibur was a mistake, so nothing is Chal. So now, according to the latter Teretz of Tosfos, everything is fine. The person wanted to be Mechel Truma Befiv, and then he was Mafrish Truma Befiv. So the Machshava isn't Chal, only the Dibur is Chal, because he didn't want the Machshava to be Chal, he only wanted the Dibur to be Chal, so only the Dibur is Chal, and that he could be Shaul on, that he can uproot. But according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, that even if he was Miskabi in Lahotzi Befiv, Chal al yidei machshava. The machshava is chal. He intended to say truma. He intended to say truma, and he ended up saying meiser. So the truma is taka chal according to the first teretz. So if that's true, that machshava is chal, even when you want it to be chal b'dibur, la'olam lo yola sheila behekdeshu b'truma. Sheila with hekdesh and truma should never be effective. Why? Because it was already chal b'machshava, and according to Levush, you can't uproot a machshava. Right? There was also a dibur, but the machshava part that he thought before can't be uprooted. So we could be miyashev behekdeim divrei arosh in the Dvar Ma'ayin Tes Amud Aleph. That hakam b'machshava is effective. Is when he says in his heart, Kayim Lechi, it is Kayim to you. And according to this, that Truma is Chal B'machshava, is when he says B'libo, Truma. Just like Hakama is Kayim Lechi, that he's validating, it's Kayim for you, he's validating. He's actually validating her neder. So that truma is chal b'machshava, it's when he says in his thought and his mind that this is truma. But if he was choshev b'libo, I am going to be mafrish b'afrash b'peh, he's intending to be mafrish with his peh, there's no machshavas truma. All there is afrash's peh. So this would work even according to the first Teretz of Tosfos. The first Teretz of Tosfos holds that when a person thinks to give Truma and he ends up saying Maisa, the Truma is Chal. That's because in his mind he was actually Mafrish the Truma. And he wanted to be Motzi B'Svasov that he's being Mafrish the Truma. But he ended up being Motzi B'Svasov the Maisa. But in his mind he thought that this is Truma. That is what's chal. But if he's thinking to himself, I am going to be mafresh truma, there, that's not a proper hafresha. There, she'ela would help. You could be shoal on that, on the machshava of I'm going to do it. So to say that it's actually truma, that you can't be shoal on. But to say that I'm going to be mafresh truma, that you could be shaul on. And eino chinami, if one thinks libo harezet truma, and she'elo will not be effective. So this is the first leg of our journey, b'siyata d'shmaya, and hopefully we will continue seeing the flows mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.